It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, We Came As Romans songwriter and guitarist Joshua Moore. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And Joshua, it's been 10 years since To Plant a Seed was released. What does hindsight fully reveal to you about the significance of that album?
Oh, it's super weird to look back on it, because back then, you know, some of those songs I was 17, 18 writing, and, you know, I'm 30 now. So back then, like, you know, I'm some teenager and I'm like, oh, this is good and I know what I'm doing and I can totally make a record. And, you know, we're writing our 6th album now, and looking back through all of those experiences, I'm like, man, I really was the stereotypical, like, teenager, had no idea what I was getting into. And I'm really thankful that it worked out the way it did. You know, we released that record and we were a nobody band. I think we sold barely 3,000 first week. And this is back when people were actually buying records as well. And that was a very low number. For the record to grow into what it did and end up, I guess, you know, being responsible for all the success that our band has had, it's crazy to think how many people were able to connect with it. And I actually gave it a listen the other day, front to back. And I was like, you know what? I did write some good songs. Some of these parts are pretty cool. And some of the parts, I listened to it and I was like, wow, this sounds a lot like, you know, a quote, like a My First Metal riff. Like, who let this pass? Who listened to this part and was like, oh, that's it. Print that and put it in the CD. But, you know, and a lot has changed in the 10 years. And I guess I'm pretty thankful that I'm even able to say that it's been, you know, 10 years since we put out that album and we're still putting out more and we're still a band.
Joshua Moore of We Came As Romans on the show with us tonight. Here's We Came As Romans with Carry the Weight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Joshua Moore of We Came As Romans on the show with us tonight. And we've been talking about To Plant a Seed, and you're commemorating the record by performing the album in its entirety, then never doing so again. Why is that finality necessary for an album that's been so pivotal to you?
Yeah, I mean, funny enough, some of the songs we'll be playing for the first and last time. There are a few tracks that we've never even played once live off that record. But, you know, we're on our 6th studio album, currently writing it, and we have so many songs. And if we're not headlining a tour, you know, we're playing 30 minutes, maybe we get 40 minutes. And it's like, how do you choose out of, you know, 75 songs, which ones we're going to play? And of course, we want to play our most recent stuff because it's new and it's exciting. And, you know, it's hard to open that slot in a set list when I'm stuck playing To Plant a Seed that is 10 years old and I've played it a million times. And, you know, to us, it's just about, I don't know, moving forward and, you know, celebrating, I guess, the new stuff, the newer songs that we have put out that they're easier for us to connect to as a band. And I think that's really translatable to the stage, where if we're up there and we're playing a song and we're not having fun and we're not emotionally connected, I think that the audience can feel that. And that's not what, you know, they paid to be there for. That's not what they're spending their time on. You know, they want a great performance and they want to connect with us as a band. And I think that we just do that best when we're more connected to the songs that we're playing.
Joshua Moore of We Came As Romans on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath. We'll check out new music from Killswitch Engage. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, and more with Joshua. It's Full Metal Jackie, We Came As Romans, songwriter and guitarist Joshua Moore on the show with us tonight. And Joshua, the last year or so has been marked by loss. How will revisiting the beginning by touring the first album empower this band for the future?
Yeah, the last year was insane. The toughest year of literally all of our lives, with losing Kyle. And he was such a huge part of that CD At the time, Dave, our vocalist, didn't even start to sing yet. It was just Kyle singing. So on this tour, it'll be Dave singing all of his parts. And I think it'll go exactly how anyone would expect. There's going to be, a lot of tears shed, happy ones, sad ones. I mean, I think it's entirely possible to be grateful and thankful for the time that we spent with Kyle and all the music that we created, and still be, you know, really upset that he's not here anymore to share that with us. It's going to be a ton of emotion, you know, every night, wave after wave, just crashing in. And I think it'll be most important to us to really, you know, sit in the good parts of it and in the grateful, thankful parts of that, rather than in, you know, in the depression of it.
Joshua Moore of We Came As Romans on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Higher Power, Testament, and more with Joshua. Full Metal Jackie, Joshua Moore from We Came As Romans with us on the show tonight. And the two singles that are out there are about Kyle Pavone. Over the course of the last year since his passing, how have you changed personally and also in terms of what you feel compelled to express creatively?
Man, I don't even know how to quantify how that changed, how the whole event and past year have changed my life and, you know, the rest of the guys' lives. It's been insane, you know, the stereotypical roller coaster of emotion that is just reality. That's actually what it is. And, you know, going through that over the course of the year and learning what grief was and how to deal with it and learning how to be, you know, happy sometimes. It sounds kind of funny, you know, talking about it being 30 years old and I'm like, yeah, I'm learning how to be happy sometimes. It's a little weird to say out loud, but it's something that we've all had to do. And the two singles that are out, I think really show that Carry the Weight is really dark, and it's about that pain and that grief and that horrible weight, that burden of loss. And then From the First Note is about being thankful that we even, you know, met each other, created music, spent that time together, and that, you know, and in our memory and in our hearts, like, Kyle will live on, and we'll be the ones that, you know, carry on his legacy with our music that we all made together.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Joshua Moore of We Came As Romans with us. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, new music from Higher Power and more with Joshua. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Joshua Moore from We Came As Romans with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Kyle Pavone, and he was a prolific writer. Creatively, how great was the weight of developing and completing ideas he left behind?
Man, on our very last record that we did, Cold Like War, almost all of the keyboards and the programming and the drum machines, Kyle made himself the sounds, like, from scratch. He would open up his DAW, and he would start with a bass line, and, you know, an hour later, we'd have this keyboard part that was just completely unique, that was basically the embodiment of him in music. And that's not anything that I've ever done, and that's not anything that I can do. He was so uniquely talented at hearing what a song needed and what that part needed to sound like, and, you know, the little nuances of that sound. And, you know, it's hard writing and knowing that I'll never find anyone to do that again, not only for the song's sake, but that I'll never get to do that again with Kyle. You know, we sat a lot on the couch at the studio with Drew Folk, who produced the record, and just talking about, you know, the keyboard sounds and the chord progressions and all of that. And I think that's maybe the most bummer part of it all is that, you know, I'll never get to do that again. And I think that's also what makes it special, is that there's not anyone capable of replacing that connection that we had and the way that we were able to create something together.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Check out We Came as Romans on the 10-year anniversary tour for To Plant a Seed, performing the album in its entirety for the last time. Joshua, thank you so much for being on the show and wishing you the best of luck in 2020.
Oh, thank you so much.
Music from Testament and more up next.